we're here. This is the show normally hosted by Pastor Craig. It is What's Happening Marian, is that right? Yep, Matt, I think right. What's Happening Marian? Pastor Craig is out this week, so Matt and I are here, and we're going to tell you what's happening in Marian by going through our NCAA results here and seeing who is in the lead, because a lot of the first-round matches have already happened. Now, so far, we'll start here in the East. The first two brackets have not happened, so the first game that we do know the winners for here are BYU, and what is that? How do you say that? Oh, wait, I don't have your mic on. Yeah, I thought I installed you on mic 4. Okay, hold on. There you go. Now you're good. BYU, and it begins with a D. What is that? Duquesne?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay, Duquesne won.
Duquesne won.
Which I had that wrong. So, that's no points for me. Duquesne won that game. Are you good?
I think I wrote BYU, because I'm...
Can you read your own handwriting?
No.
Let's see. Did you write BYU?
It definitely didn't write the other one. It's like 4 letters long. So
it's this.
I would say
do
it's
you have
BYU.
The right bracket here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think you have BYU. Okay, so we were both wrong on that one.
Yeah.
BYU. Now I need a pen because I got a. What do you only highlight the winners, right?
I would just to make it easier.
You want a highlighter? Oh, you got a thing. You got it on your phone.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to cross that out. Well, now this pen doesn't work.
We should have been more prepared for this program today. Where's a pen that works?
It's fine.
There we go. Okay, BYU did not win. I only had them coming out one, so that's not terrible. Okay, next, Illinois, Morehead State. I picked Illinois.
I also picked Illinois.
And Illinois won.
Cool.
All right, so Illinois, a point for both of us. Oh, this highlighter is a piece of junk.
Give me another highlighter. I know we got different highlighters.
Whoa,
in here.
Almost dropped my phone.
Illinois won. We both get 1 point. Okay, Washington State, Drake. Who'd you have?
Washington State versus Drake.
Versus the next one down. Washington State and Drake.
Oh, I had Drake.
I had Drake. And the winner was Washington State.
Mm.
So we both lost that one. Thank God, goodness I only had them coming out one other. All right. So now we go down to Iowa State and, what is it? South Dakota. Iowa State won. I had Iowa State.
I also had Iowa State.
Iowa State won. All right. 2 points. We're matching up pretty evenly here so far. North Carolina and Wagner. I had North Carolina.
Is that also just...
Yeah, just going down the aisle there. North Carolina and Wagner.
Oh, UNC. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I had UNC winning.
North Carolina.
Yeah, University of North Carolina.
Yeah, UNC. North Carolina won. I had North Carolina as well. North Carolina did win. All right, now we got Mississippi State and Michigan State. Now, I picked Mississippi State.
I also picked, Mississippi State.
And Michigan State won. So they are out. I had them coming out another bracket, though.
Yeah, me too.
So Mississippi State is gone. Michigan State won. Okay, then we don't have those games. Okay, the very bottom one. Dayton, Nevada. In the bottom there, Dayton, Nevada. Very bottom of the bracket there.
Oh, Nevada. I had Nevada.
I had Dayton, and Dayton did win. I'm up one. And I have Dayton going out another one, so thank God they won. You got Nevada coming out any further?
No.
Just that?
I got Arizona beating them after that.
In the bottom, Arizona, Long Beach State.
Arizona.
Arizona on my end, too, and they did win. Who would pick Long Beach State?
I think, that's probably the same person who's going to pick Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I understand that. That's a winner right there. So far on the one side, the East and the West, I have 5 wins.
Yep. And 5-4.
5-4. Let's go to the other side and see what's been done on the other side. Okay. We have to go down to the second in the South, the second group. Texas Tech versus North Carolina State.
Texas Tech.
Texas
NC State.
I had Texas Tech. So, North Carolina State did win.
Ooh.
So now it's all tied up.
Back to tied.
And I had Texas Tech coming out quite a ways. So Texas Tech is done. We had Kentucky versus Oakland.
I had Kentucky.
I had Kentucky too. Oakland won. My goodness. Wouldn't get, that bracket is dead for me. That's a dead bracket. Kentucky didn't. Kentucky's always in there. What happened there? Okay, let's go down here. The next one is in the Midwest. That must be the only game that's been played in the South. In the Midwest, Gonzaga and McNeese.
I had Gonzaga winning.
Gonzaga, and Gonzaga did win. So there's a point for both of us. I got Gonzaga coming out quite a ways. They're always the sentimental favorite. Then we've got Creighton and Akron.
Creighton.
Is that right? That's not right, is it? No, let's back up. We've got Kansas and Stanford. That's where we are.
Oh, okay.
Kansas and Stanford.
I had Kansas.
I had Kansas as well, and Kansas did win. So I'm pretty good in that bracket. The other one was dead, but that's a good bracket. Okay, then we've got South Carolina and Oregon.
Oregon?
I had South Carolina. Oregon won. Okay, so South Carolina is dead because Oregon won. Okay, then we had Creighton and Akron.
Creighton.
I had Akron, and Creighton won. What is Creighton?
Basketball school. They're good at basketball. That's about all I know.
Apparently. Bottom here, we got Texas and Colorado. I had Texas.
Texas and Colorado.
Texas and Colorado, the very bottom two.
Oh, Virginia / Colorado State. I had Virginia.
Virginia? Texas won. So I had that one right. All right, Texas. Way to go. And the last one we have, Tennessee and St. Peter's.
I had Tennessee.
I had Tennessee, and Tennessee did win. So, in that, I had four wins.
Oh, so I'm up by one. It's 9-10.
9-10. Now, so how many did you have in that bracket winning?
I don't know. I have on my phone here. So I had, let me see. I had, has Nebraska played? Which ones have played?
In the South, we had North Carolina State and Oakland winning.
North Carolina and Oakland.
Let's run through. I'll run through it again for you. Oh, my Lord. Now we got all kinds of problems here. Okay, the games that are played. BYU and Duquesne. BYU lost.
Yep.
No point there for you. Illinois and Morehead State. Illinois won.
Yep.
1 point for you. Drake and Washington State. Washington State won. No point. Iowa State and South Dakota State. Iowa State won.
Yep.
2 for you. North Carolina, Howard Wagner. What did you have?
North Carolina.
North Carolina won. 3 for you, right?
Yep.
Okay, Mississippi State, Michigan State.
I had Miss State.
Michigan won.
Yep.
So no point there. Then we've got Dayton and Nevada.
Dayton, skip down some. Nevada.
Dayton won. And Arizona and Long Beach, Arizona won.
Yeah.
So that
I had 5 on the other side then.
That's 4 for you in that one, though, right?
Yeah.
Because you didn't get Dayton. So you had 4 and I had 5.
Yep.
So on the other side, you had 5.
Seems that way.
And I had 4. So we should be tied then.
Oh, wait. No, I had 6 because I have 10. What?
Yeah. How's that?
I don't know. Hold on here.
Let's start on the other side again. Texas Tech and North Carolina. You were 1 behind in that bracket. Right?
So,
for people at home, just follow with us here. This is fascinating radio right here.
Hold on. Where's it at?
Okay.
It won't let me draw.
I see. This is why you got to have a thing. Yeah, I have an extra thing over here. Do you want to fill it in?
There we go. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, here we go. I think there's an extra one somewhere around here. Now, don't be changing it to the winners.
I'm gonna swap them all real fast.
Yeah, swap them all.
Let's see.
Okay, so the games that have been. Let's just fill in the winners, and you can fill in the rest later. Okay, BYU and Duquesne, you had BYU, right? Mm-hmm. So write BYU in there and then cross it out because BYU did not win.
BYU.
And then cross that sucker out. Okay. Then you had Illinois in the one below, and they did win. So there's a highlighter. Highlight Illinois. Then Drake and Washington State, you had...
I do believe I had
Drake. Drake lost. So Washington State won. Right? Okay. Washington State won. So then Iowa State and South Dakota, Iowa State won.
Bro, I don't know. This is all kinds of... Hold on. Say FAU.
Where is that? Florida?
Oh, yeah. Florida Atlantic.
This is a little pause here. We're filling out the bracket.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got so... There have only been six games played on the other side, so I don't know... Or eight games. I don't know how we got so jack-jawed there.
FAU.
If anybody would like to call in, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Do you understand what happened here? Because I think we've got some off numbers. 740-383-9944. Now, right now, I'm looking at nine wins. Nine wins of the, what is it, 16 that have been played? Is that 16 games that have been played? 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, 16 games today, 16 games yesterday, 16 games today. And I've got nine wins. So I'm better than the average so far. I feel positive in that regard. But beyond that, who knows? Who knows what today will bring as the tournament goes along. Now, tonight we'll have some answers. And again, Carrington, we don't have her. You know, last time I tried to open it, it just would not open. It was a pain in the neck for whatever reason to open that thing. My goodness. Isn't life interesting? Now, Matt is filling in the brackets for first round on that particular side. On the first side. All right. So, now that you've got those filled in, let's run down that first side again.
All right.
All right. So, BYU and Duquesne. Duquesne won. So, you lost BYU.
Yep.
Under that, Illinois and Morehead State, Illinois won. So, you got that one right. Drake and Washington State, Washington State won. So cross that one out if you got Drake. Iowa State and South Dakota State, Iowa State won. North Carolina and Howard Wagner, North Carolina won. Mississippi State, Michigan State, Michigan State won. So that's a cross out, right? Because you had Mississippi. All right, and then we go down to the bottom, very bottom. Dayton and Nevada, Dayton won. Yeah, Nevada.
Okay.
Nevada crossed that out. And then in the final analysis, Arizona and Long Beach State, Arizona won.
So four on that side.
And I had five on that side. Okay, so the other side.
Wait, did we do the San Diego versus UAB?
I don't think that's happened yet.
Okay, okay.
Nope, that's part of the 16 that will happen today.
Alright, now
we gotta
do the other side.
Now we gotta do the other side. Going through the other side here again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Are you following this NCAA stuff going on? It's kind of fascinating. When you look at the whole thing, I don't know what time they start playing today. It's probably after the news. Probably about 12:30. But we'll have more updates on this tonight. All the games won't be played when we're on at 8 to 10 tonight. Who's your guest at 10 o'clock tonight?
Probably my brother. I'm going to get him to talk about football again. There's more stuff that has happened in the free agency.
Good.
There's always something happening in free agency.
No basketball right in the midst of the tournament?
I mean, we could talk about basketball, but I don't know. I'd kind of just be, I don't know, I wouldn't be talking anything factual. It'd be all opinion.
I think these are all guesses in the end. But you never know. I don't feel too bad about this yet. I guess UConn plays today. That seems to be the big favorite for a lot of people. Grand Canyon plays today. They're a big favorite in the tournament.
Marquette.
And, of course, Duke will play today. They're another big favorite. Purdue, they're another big favorite that will play today. So a lot of games of consequence today. I don't think anything has impacted my Final Four yet. As a matter of fact, one of my Final Four teams did, well, two of them have won, so I feel confident there. None of my Final Four teams have been knocked out yet. That's good in the first round. It's all about bracketing. The NCAA's got this down. Now, I don't know why other sports don't do this, but they should, in my opinion. I think it's fascinating to do it this way. Again, this is the official station of NCAA March Madness, in case you didn't know. That's why we're doing this. Now, I still don't have an official sandwich of the NCAA, which apparently is at Wendy's. I don't know what that sandwich is. Big sign out front. It'd be nice to know, but we'll find out as time goes on. All right. Matt is in his last bracket here as we're going to run down this side, and then we'll know exactly where we are at this particular point. All right, you got it?
All right.
All right, let's run down this side. The first game on that side is the Texas Tech, North Carolina State.
Okay.
North Carolina State won. Then it's Kentucky and Oakland. Oakland won. So Kentucky's marked out. Then we go down to Gonzaga and McNeese. Gonzaga won. Then we go down to Kansas, Samford. Kansas won. Then we go down to South Carolina and Oregon. Oregon won. Then we go down to Creighton and Akron. Creighton won. And then we go down to Texas and Virginia, Colorado. Texas won. So that's a cross out for you.
Well, I didn't cross out any of these ones either.
Oh, I don't think those games have been played yet.
Oh, well, it'll be fine. We'll go back to them.
We'll go back to them. Yeah, that's why you uncrossed them out.
It's
but,
fine.
But no, Texas, Virginia, Colorado, Texas won. So Virginia, Colorado is X'd out. And then the final one, Tennessee, St. Peter's, Tennessee. Okay, so how many correct?
Yeah, 10.
So you got 6 in that one.
Yeah.
I only had 4 in that round. So, yeah, that would put you at 10 and me at 9 so far.
Look at that.
So now you lost how many in that second bracket? Only 3?
I'm not sure how many games have played. Basketball is confusing to me.
Well, this is 8. 8 have played in the second.
So, let's see. Yeah, I mean, I... So, that we then, yeah. I lost on the...
Kentucky.
So, yeah, I lost Kentucky. I lost Colorado, I do believe.
Yeah, Colorado lost to Texas.
Virginia. And then that's it.
Virginia.
Virginia, Colorado State. I don't know why it says Virginia / Colorado State.
I don't even see. Who they play? Virginia?
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. So now, wait a second. How can that be right, then?
I don't know how it's Virginia or Colorado State.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There have only been 8 games, and you lost 3, but you got 6 right? That's not right. Right? There have been 8 games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 games played, and you got 2 wrong? Or 3? You got 3 wrong.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I got 2 wrong on this side.
Which 2 did you get wrong?
Kentucky and Virginia.
And Virginia. Those were the only 2 you got wrong.
Yeah. Because the other ones haven't been played yet, right?
Right.
So, yeah, those would be the only 2.
So you got Gonzaga, Kansas.
I got NC State, Gonzaga, Kansas, Oregon, Creighton, and Tennessee.
Oregon, Creighton, and Tennessee. Okay. I think that's right at this point. We'll go with that. The other... 16 will be played today. That's the first 16.
Other side, still not.
So you have 10 of 16. I have 9 of 16. So not that far off in the 1 point first.
Doing a lot better than I thought I was going to be doing. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, it's very confusing.
I wish they just... I think we should have just waited for the entire first round to be done so we could have just went down
Well, you have to wait till like midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight.
Yeah, that's the end of the first round.
Yikes.
Yeah, because they play 16 games today. And then Saturday they'll play 8, and Sunday they play 8, and that's how they get down to where they get down to next week. So that's that, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, what else do you want to talk about? How about the elections this week?
I'm kind of... It was kind of surprising to me that Bernie Moreno pulled as far ahead of Matt Dolan as he did. He had no political experience, and he had, was a car dealer before just deciding he was going to run for...
Car dealer. Now, is that really all he was?
To my knowledge, I don't know that that's all he was, but he was a car salesman.
Well, I mean... I think the man would have... Didn't he have something else in his background than just car salesman?
Well, what would make you say that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess anybody can run.
Donald Trump won the presidency with no politics experience.
Yeah, but I don't know. Car salesman just sounds a little hinky. I mean, I don't know. Who would you elect to a Senate? Oh, the car salesman.
Bernie Moreno. Let's see here.
See, I don't know. Car salesman. Whatever, I mean, if that's what he does and people want to vote for him, that's fine, but that just sounds odd to me for some reason. Car salesman.
Yeah, it seems that way. From Bernie Moreno's own website. Never mind, it's gone now because he won. So they took down the page. But, Bernie... became an American citizen at the age of 18. Bernie purchased his first car dealership in 2005 by investing every cent he had. And that's about what I got from the website, because yeah.
You know, and I cannot, this is what it says when I look at Carrington's bracket. You're logged out.
Of what?
Whatever she gave me, this link to where she filled out her bracket.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, you could always ask her about it.
I did. I sent her a thing.
Why didn't she just send you the screenshot?
That's what I told her to do. I think she had her father fill it out. That's what I really think happened.
You don't think she filled it out?
No, or one of her brothers. I bet one of her brothers or her father did it. I think that's what actually happened there. That's my opinion.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I don't know much about how much your brother knows about call or about basketball, but I would assume he knows more than I do.
So Bernie Moreno wins with over 50% of the vote. Oh, and then the new news, old Mike DeWine got out there yesterday and endorsed Trump and Bernie Moreno. Didn't even take 24 hours. And remember we talked with Mary Ellen on Wednesday night, and she didn't think DeWine would endorse either one of them, and didn't even take a day, and he did.
That's nuts. Honestly, I don't know why he would. I mean, Donald Trump, according to you, bro, I hadn't heard about it, but apparently bashed on his wife, or maybe it was...
No, I don't think he bashed on his wife. He called him a stiff.
Donald Trump called DeWine a stiff?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was, like, hating on his wife.
No, Mitch McConnell's wife.
Oh, Mitch McConnell's wife. Now, why is Mitch McConnell supporting him, then?
They all do. They all fall in line. He went after Ted Cruz's wife and Ted Cruz's father.
I think that...
Just politics.
Just politics.
Just politics.
I don't know. I think it's gotten a little beyond just politics now.
Nah.
I don't know. I think when you start attacking the people who aren't even running for the office, it might be a little much.
He said Ted Cruz's father was involved in the JFK assassination.
Oh, no, I don't know. What evidence does he have to support this?
Evidence? Oh, you think you have to have evidence in politics? You can just say anything.
So people just kind of took him at his word?
I don't know if people believed it, but he said it.
So who's the one that said that?
Trump.
Okay, so... Where do they think Trump got that information from?
When you hear a politician say something, what do you think?
I mean, So, I mean, something along that line, I'd probably want some kind of proof. I don't think I'm just going to take him at
a... don't need proof.
I don't think I'm going to take him at a face value.
Well...
he was part of the JFK assassination.
But what about DeWine jumping on this? He's saying we're all under the same party banner. Our party is monolithic. That was DeWine's reasoning for endorsing.
I mean...
he must be one to run for something else. I mean, man loves to run.
That's my guess, honestly. I think that he wants to run for another office.
Or he wants a job.
I mean, yeah, it could be that, too.
He'd get, like, a job in Washington if Trump wins. Or if Moreno wins, he'd get a job in the Senate office.
You think Trump would give Mike DeWine a job?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know that he would.
I don't know.
They've not been known to be the best of friends.
Just recently. I mean, I think DeWine supported him every time he ran. This will be the third time.
Well, I mean, that's fair. Do you think he did it? I don't know. I think there's a fair chance he might have done it just so if he ran for office again, he could get Donald Trump's endorsement.
Well, apparently that helps in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
If you're an Ohio politician, you better jump on it. Did you see the dust-up yesterday between Jim Jordan and, what was that senator's name? I saw that last night. What was his name? He's kind of a guy from Florida. Jared Moskowitz. Did you see this?
No.
Okay. So, Jim Jordan, we're investigating Joe Biden. You know, investigating about documents and all this. And at one point, this Moskowitz, who is a Democrat, screams at Jim Jordan. He said, why don't you just impeach him? If you really believe Joe Biden did something wrong, why don't you call to impeach him? And Jordan said, well, something to the effect of, our party just doesn't impeach people like your party does. And Moskowitz said something like, it's because you don't have any proof, you're just spending the taxpayers' money investigating Biden, and this is all political. And Jordan said, he said something. And then Moskowitz said, I'll second it. You right now call to impeach him, and I'll second it. And Jordan would not call for the impeachment.
Man.
Oh, it was an ugly dust-up. I mean, you can find me audio. Talk for a second.
Well, honestly, if you can find me audio, I'd love it. I think that this is... I mean, honestly, I think that more... that's incredible.
Oh, it was ugly. Involving our own congressman. It was an ugly little dust-up there in the chambers yesterday.
Well, where was this Democrat from? Do you know the other one?
Florida.
Oh, this is the one from Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
See if I can find this... clip there. But what do you make of that on the whole?
Well, I mean, I think that he definitely, whether or not Jim Jordan believes that it's true, I think that the Democrat from Florida, that dude, I think that he was about to, like, do the little, like, put your money where your mouth is kind of thing.
Well, and AOC had a nasty dust-up, too, with somebody, because she was asking, what crimes is the Biden family and this guy? You'll hear it.
Is that the pictures with her crying? I saw pictures of her crying on social media recently.
She's not crying, but it's an ugly moment there yesterday. We'll see if we can get it, because I think this clip is cut almost exactly right. Okay, here it is. The first one, we'll stop it after the... This is the AOC challenging... I don't know what this guy's name is, but he's one of the people who is investigating Biden. They've got out there investigating Biden. Here it is.
Crime. Do you... have you witnessed?
How much time do I have to go through it?
It is simple. You name the crime. Did you watch him steal something?
Corruption statutes, RICO and conspiracy.
What is it? What is the crime, sir? Specifically.
You ask me to answer the question. I answered the question. No. RICO, you're obviously not familiar with. Corruption statutes.
Excuse me, sir. RICO is not a crime. It is a category.
Let's just do...
Well, there you go. That was the AOC dust up. Now, why couldn't the man name the crime?
Well, I mean, it seems to me he listed off some things there. And, I mean, RICO
charges... He was raising off categories of crimes,
well, I mean,
but she was asking, what crime did you see?
Well, I don't know that... I mean, I'm not a lawyer or anything, and I'm going to say that AOC's probably right here.
Her head was shaking there, too. She was really getting into that.
I mean, RICO is just, like, anti-racketeering and mob stuff.
Well, here's the big one. Our congressman,
so,
Jim Jordan.
Get hit with RICO charges.
Right, but she's asking, what did he do that was RICO? She said, what did you see happen?
I see.
I mean, don't you think he should have answered that? Okay. Here, this is, now the man's name's Moskowitz. That's the voice you'll hear from Florida. And Jim Jordan is the other guy. Now, here's what happened yesterday. These are your congressmen at work.
RICO is not a crime.
It follows this.
It is a category.
Let's just do the impeachment. I mean, why continue to waste millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money?
We don't do snap impeachments like you guys. We actually do the facts. We do oversight according to the Constitution.
You're never going to call for it. You're never going to call for it. I mean,
You can predict the future. How do you know?
You make the motion to impeach President Biden. Go ahead. It's your turn. You second it. No, nothing. Okay, we got nothing. This is a show. It's all fake. They just want to do these hearings. It's not leading to impeachment. They're lying to their base on Newsmax and Fox, leading these people to believe that they're going to eventually impeach the president. It's not going to happen.
There you go. What do you make of that?
I mean, I think that he's right for the most part. I think that they haven't had any...
The man said he would second it.
I mean, they don't have any reasoning to impeach him.
Isn't that bad? I mean, listen, I don't care if we impeach him and don't impeach him, but when the man says, a Democrat says, you call for it, I'll second it.
Well, I mean, what is the investigation for? What are they investigating? Is it the...
Apparently those RICO charges and all that sort of thing.
You see, yeah, but, like, I understand AOC's thing in terms of, like, RICO, because, like, there's a lot of things that can go under the term of RICO, but, like, I mean...
I think they're saying we're spending a lot of money investigating him. What is the crime?
Yeah, what is the... Yeah. So, like, are they saying he's part of, like, organized crime or something?
I don't know.
I mean, because that's what RICO charges are. It's, like I said, racketeering.
Right, but
and,
what is the RICO charge? What is the crime? Because this is not... this is not the... FBI or the CIA, isn't it hidden? What is the RICO charge?
I don't know. They said they got him with something.
And then he got a little cocky and said, well, maybe you don't understand RICO. Well, that just fired her up. That was a no-starter right there.
I don't know. I think I want to learn more of that, though. I'm interested.
But what about that Moskowitz guy? Jeez.
I think he made a point. I think he made a point. I think he was trying to make a point.
Why don't they impeach him? I mean, they have the votes in the Senate. The Republic. Well, no, I guess it's close, but...
I don't think that the impeachment would go through on Biden.
Well, then why are you having millions of dollars of hearings?
I don't know.
What are you looking for?
I guess they're trying to see if there's a reason to impeach him.
I just think that was, you know what, whoever you like or dislike in that matter, that is not good when a Democrat says, I'll second. You call for the impeachment, I'll second it. And you won't call for it. That's, in debate class 101, that's a bad one.
Well, I think that... Man, I don't even know. I think that the Moskowitz guy, is that the Democrat?
Yep, Moskowitz from Florida.
So I think he made a good point there. I think that it seems to me that they obviously don't have any intentions of actually impeaching him. Because, like, I mean, if they did, I think that, I mean, I don't know how much it would matter, but it would at least definitely say something. Like, even if you didn't understand, like, watch that to where he was like, I'll second it just to prove to you that it won't go through kind of thing. I think it would, I mean, you would think that they were almost, if they actually had intentions of impeaching him, they actually would have done it. I mean, it would look bad without looking into it anymore. It would look bad because, like, you could just easily make some kind of article saying that a Democrat is the one that seconded the impeachment.
Yes.
On Biden.
Now, I'm sure that Democrat's not going to vote for impeachment.
Yes, yes. I mean,
but at least he gets it on the floor.
I think that they're just clearly
he knew that Jordan was not going to call for it.
I think that he was just trying to point out that the Republicans were just trying to play politics and kind of bury Biden's name a bit. Because,
see, this is why when people say
it's election year.
See, this is where people say the two parties are the same. They are not. That should be a clear example right there.
I think that the Democrats would do the same thing if they
Democrats impeached Donald Trump twice.
They tried.
No, they did. They impeached him. They didn't convict him, but they impeached him twice.
Well, if you do an impeachment, then why was he still? Then why can he run for president again? I thought you.
You can impeach somebody without convicting them. They have a trial in the Senate, and then the Senate decides if they're guilty or not. He was not convicted, but he was impeached twice.
So they tried.
An impeachment is just charging somebody with crimes. It's just like we indict you, but you still have a trial that they have to, and you have to have 2/3 of the Senate to convict. And he just was never convicted. He was impeached twice.
Yeah, so they had impeachment trials, but he was never impeached.
Right. No. The impeachment is not removal from office. Impeachment is charged with crimes. Bill Clinton was impeached. He was charged with crimes, but he wasn't convicted. And he never was removed from office.
But he wasn't... What?
Impeachment is just charging you with a crime, making you have to go before the Senate and have a trial. But 2/3 of the Senate has to vote to remove you. Impeachment is not removal. Removal is removal. So Bill Clinton was impeached once, but not removed from office. Trump was impeached twice, but not removed from office.
I don't know about that.
Well, he was.
I think they tried.
Well, I think they tried with Clinton, but they just didn't. But they impeached him.
I don't know.
Why would I lie?
I don't know.
Trust me, that's government 101. That's what an impeachment is.
That's what an impeachment is.
Yes, charging you.
I don't know.
So, why didn't they vote for it? Still would have to go to trial in the Senate.
Well, even if the Republicans did think that there was something there to charge him with, they might have just thought that they didn't have enough evidence to charge him. But I think that it's probably just more likely that there's...
Well, how long have these hearings been going on?
I don't know.
Long time. Man's been president for 4 years.
Yeah, but I don't think that...
Oh, long time.
I don't think that the investigation's been going on since he's been president.
Pretty close. Into his son and everything. You know, I don't care. All I'm saying is, regardless of what party you're of or regardless of who you're voting for, that exchange did not look good for the Republicans, and it didn't look good for Jordan. That he put him right on the spot and said, I am a Democrat. I am willing to second the impeachment of the current president who's a Democrat, and I know you won't even call for it.
Well, I mean, I think that I don't know. I don't think there was really anything to call for.
Then why are you having these trials day after day after day?
Well, I mean...
Hearings.
So, if the Republicans...
If you're worried about money being spent, there's some money being spent.
If the Republicans actually believe that there was something wrong that took place, they might be trying to gather evidence... Because there's no point to have a trial if there's no evidence. You could have done it. Could have not done it. But if there's no evidence either way, then no one to have a trial.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting. How much do you want to spend on this?
Spend on what?
These hearings.
I don't know. I don't know. Not a lot.
Well, apparently we are, though. Yeah, I'm trying to get the exact number here. I don't know. It's fascinating, I think. Let's see here. Yeah, there it is. Trump impeached for inciting insurrection. Yeah, that was his second impeachment. But anyway, see, and this is what's odd to me. People always talk about Social Security, but we spend an awful lot of money on these hearings.
Now, how wide is this investigation?
Because we think he's crooked, I guess.
No. How wide?
Wide? I think it's complete wide. I think they're investigating everything. Well, didn't you hear that whole list that guy rattled off?
Well, he only rattled off, like, two things.
I think he was just trying to pacify her, but that didn't work.
I mean... is there a number for how much we have spent on the investigations?
You know, I'm sure there is. I don't know. I guess when you have control.
What do you think?
In terms of what?
I mean, how much should be spent?
I don't know. A lot less than what has been spent. I mean, I can't find one for Biden's thing, but I mean, in Trump's thing alone, they're at $519 million and counting.
Well, but I think a lot of that's in state courts. I don't think that's any longer in Congress.
I mean, all in all, taxpayer dollars. I understand that I might not be the taxpayer paying that, but somebody is.
I don't know. You know, it's very strange to me. The impeachment inquiry came last year, voted on. This must have been after the, I don't know. But you know what? Have they found anything? I guess that's the question.
Seems not. Otherwise, they would have done something about it.
Anyway, that's that. The big news is Trump going to come up with the money by Monday? Monday's the deadline. And they've already, Fannie Willis in New York has already filed motions to seize Trump's homes and Trump Tower.
I don't know how he could come up with that money, if I'm being honest.
$464 million by Monday.
He recently asked his followers for money to help pay for the legal fees, but I don't know how, like, you're not getting $500 million out of your followers. I don't know. I don't think he's going to even get near paying the legal fees. He'd have to...
He could declare bankruptcy.
Now, why would he do that?
Because he doesn't have the money. If he declared bankruptcy, then they can't go after his properties.
Something about Donald Trump filing for bankruptcy doesn't sound right.
Well, I think to him, too. And I think that's probably why that will be the last thing he wants to do. But I don't know. What do you make of it?
Well, how is filing for bankruptcy going to stop the... I mean, it's a court case.
Right, but if you file for bankruptcy, they cannot touch the assets that you have not filed for bankruptcy on. But if you are saying, I've got the money, and I own all these properties, they're going to put liens on everything.
Well, I mean, either way, you own all the properties. I'm confused by what the difference is.
Because you could go bankrupt on certain ones that they couldn't seize. Or you could say, I don't have the money to pay this. I have created a bill that I can no longer pay. If he owns these properties outright, which I think he does, they're not going to force him to sell them if he's in bankruptcy.
I don't know.
Because bankruptcy says I can't pay my bills. I mean, you have to swear to that under law before they grant you the bankruptcy.
It's a court case.
But it's a bill that he has to pay by Monday, or they're going to come in.
Yeah, but it's not just any bill. It's not like a credit bill. It's a court case.
Well, essentially it is. It's a bond because he's appealing the case. This is so.
Oh, he's just paying to have the case appealed.
Yeah.
Oh. Is this the one about practicing business in New York?
Yeah, fraud. So if he goes bankrupt...
Oh, I think it's a lose-lose situation for him here. If he goes bankrupt, I don't know how much business he's really going to be doing in New York.
So you don't think
anyways.
He's going to... Isn't there a question, though, of why he can't come up with $464 million?
Maybe, I guess. But, I mean, me personally, I don't know how much... I mean... $464 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, but didn't this man say, I'm really, really rich and I'm a billionaire many times over? And
well, I mean, you see...
Should a billionaire have a trouble coming up with $500,000?
More like $500 million.
No, $500,000. $500 million, but a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like giving up $500 million doesn't sound... I mean, like,
but if you got it, wouldn't you rather do that? It's a bond. You get the money back unless you lose.
I don't know that he's really... I think.
Think on this. We gotta go to break. We're coming back in 15 minutes.
And just
I just made up that answer.
Then onward and upward. I like
it. I mean, you're always a little bit miffed, of course, because everyone doesn't love you. But at the same time, you have to look at.